What's up, everybody? It's Kardashian Weekly. We have a special Dashgram for you guys. And of course, we're talking all things Kardashian gossip. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I know y'all are not fans, but I am, and I wanted to choose this song. We all know that this is Kanye's new song and his new album.
What's the name of the song?
All Mine. Oh, all Mine.
We're all shaking our head, don't worry.
And I'm loving it. I love it. Hence why I got my Kanye shirt on, My Life of Pablo. I'm representing, even though we got some hate on the panel. Mm-hmm. I'm still loving.
I'm not feeling this whole album at all. Maybe one song.
What song?
When It Leave.
Okay.
Kim. That's about it.
Yeah? This is my favorite song on the album, but I will say Life of Pablo. I prefer Life of Pablo over this one. And actually, this is actually the shortest album that he's produced. It was the length and all, but it's pretty interesting.
How many songs?
It was 7 songs.
On the whole album?
Yeah. Hmm. It's pretty short.
I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, but if these are my first impressions, I'm not that into it.
Moving on from Kanye.
Shady boots.
What's up, everybody? You are watching Kardashian Weekly. I'm one of your hosts here, Howard III. I'm with my girls, Shanti and Rachel.
Hey. What's up, you guys?
Yes, and Dakota, we're missing you. He's not here with us tonight. This whole Kanye album, I'm just not here for it. Not at all. Not even a little. But
I am.
You're hurting Rachel's feelings. You're hitting her where it hurts.
We'll leave it with Rachel. You let us know all things Kanye. But one thing I am feeling is Kendall and her new possible boo.
Boo thing.
Can we talk about this a little bit? So Kendall was spotted out with NBA star, let me see, Ben Simmons over the weekend. Now, there's a little drama here because Ben was with R&B pop star Tinashe. Mm. On Sunday, they just broke up. Kendall and Ben were together on Tuesday. So people are saying that Kendall was the other woman, kind of sneaking around behind closed doors. What are we thinking? Is this too fast? She just left Blake Griffin. Like,
well, when did Blake Griffin and Kendall even end?
Right?
I think that was like a month ago.
Did we even talk about that, though?
These girls need to stay away from NBA players. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Haven't we learned any lessons by these cheating men? No, is the answer.
Tinashe is giving shade, though. On her Instagram, she posted 5 days ago a pretty sexy picture of herself. Ooh. Kind of looking, because she's shorter. She's a lot shorter than Kendall. Mm-hmm. And she was by a pool, and she had her toes kind of popped up like she was on her tippy toes. Mm-hmm. And it was her caption that I was like, oh, okay. Her caption with her bikini kind of toes up is, "I set the bar, I'm the effing bar." So I'm like, this is right when the rumors start going with Ben and Kendall that it's like, she's, spiking back.
And what team is he on?
I think he plays for the Sixers. Don't quote me on that one.
Sorry. I thought we knew.
Philadelphia Sixers.
No, we don't know. We don't even know what team he's on. He's irrelevant.
This is not the NBA after show,
No, this is not.
It's just so much drama. And then even Tinashe's brother was chiming in. He was like, how would you do this to my sister? I can't believe you. Apparently, Ben was quoted saying, he broke up with Tinashe because she was posting like a Jenner or Kardashian. Mm-hmm. So you say all this, but now you're with a Jenner who posts like a Jenner. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, do you think he maybe just wants to be more in the spotlight? You know, he goes from Tinashe to, okay, who else is a little bit higher in the pop
in the
culture game? Yep. So it's like,
for sure.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Mm.
They all just want to bite out of that Kardashian.
I think Kendall's way too good for him.
Cookie.
Good for him. Good for Ben for, right? That's his name, right? Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons. Good for him for, attempting to get with her or apparently they are together. Good for him. But Kendall, come on. You're better than that. These girls need to stay away from these NBA players. That's really what it comes down to.
Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh.
Philadelphia 76ers. You were close.
Yes.
You were, yeah.
So
oh, did you
close.
Actually
did
get
I say
it?
That? Did I say
the said the Sixers. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it the 76ers?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Philadelphia.
Okay. You know Philly people. I don't know. Well, I mean, sticking with Kendall here, Kendall and Kylie didn't RSVP to their brother Brody's wedding. wedding that he just had over the weekend. Brody did an interview with People Magazine saying, oh, they didn't RSVP, maybe they'll come. If they don't come, they will be missed. And we just found out today, because the wedding was yesterday, that they didn't end up showing up. And neither did Caitlyn.
Neither did Caitlyn. His own father did not show up to his wedding.
Why did that happen? Are they estranged from him, too?
Caitlyn is, I swear, Caitlyn's doing her own thing. She's in Malibu, you know, away from society, not only away from, you know, civilization and regular people, but also her own family. Like, I really feel like she's isolated herself.
For sure. I mean, I thought that when she became estranged from the Kardashians, she still was hanging out with...
The Jenner side.
That's right. About
to. So it's surprising to hear that he didn't show up to the wedding. But also, I feel like the Brodies are estranged from Brody Jenner. The Jenners are estranged from the Kardashians.
Yes,
and now, definitely. I guess, the two sisters as well, which I thought, out of all of them, they would be the closest. So it's a little bit shocking that they're not.
Yeah, especially Kendall. I thought Kendall was the closest to Brody and the Jenner crew. But that's really heartbreaking that your own siblings, yet alone your own father, does not show up to your own wedding.
Exactly. And get this, they were just hanging out. Kendall was with her man, Ben. They went to the Cheesecake Factory. Kylie was just out and about celebrating Harry's birthday, her best friend. Mm-hmm. She went to the Nice Guy restaurant here in L.A. And
So there really nothing. Was, yeah, yeah. It obviously.
Caitlin was in Australia.
Okay, so it was conflict-based. It wasn't like, oh, I have to be in Paris for yada yada.
Well, Bali isn't close. You know, you can't just jump on. I mean, you can jump on.
If you're a Kardashian Jenner, yes, you can.
That's true. That's true. You are making a good point.
Yeah. I mean, come on. If my siblings and my one sibling, my sister, or my dad were not at my own wedding, I would be pissed. It seems like he's not as pissed as the average would be.
I think it's because they've been estranged for a while now, so it's not surprising, I guess, would be my guess.
You think I was just expecting it, like, I already know they're not going to come.
Yeah.
But let me just send an invitation just to show, like, I'm nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for those who don't know, because I even had to look it up, I was like, wait, Brody's getting married to who?
Yes.
Right? And so he actually got married to Caitlyn Carter. She's a blogger and co-founder of a fashion marketplace for Ray Collective. So, you know, she's not very, obviously they have chemistry, but, you know, go bloggers.
But he's not really doing anything either. Like,
he's a DJ.
He's a DJ.
Yeah, he's like DJing.
Oh.
I thought he was just, you know, bro.
He also
Jenner,
has the like, Jenner name.
Where does he DJ?
Places.
His house.
His parties that he throws.
Laguna Beach.
Okay, you guys, I have some really, really big news.
What?
Share.
Sophia and Scott have broken up.
Woo!
Were you expecting this?
I was really, like, it grew on me. It really grew on me. Their relationship grew on me. And rumors had it, she's supposed to be in the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
I hope. A 19-year-old dating a 36-year-old grew
on you?
You know
my feelings. You knew I was not for it at the beginning, and I was always like, oh, my gosh. But articles have it that they, you know, have really gone past it, and I was like, literally it was last week that I was like, okay, this is maybe a long-term thing. Let's go for this. But, of course, right when I'm warming up to the idea, she's going to be on the Kardashians, it's over. And I'm like, okay, really? Really, Scott?
Yeah.
And you know what? Scott's the one who messed it up.
Yeah,
apparently he was seen at Kanye West's listening party for his new CD, and Scott was cuddling up to a new girl and making out with her. And there was other cheating allegations that Sophia found out about, so she had to end it. And apparently her dad backs her up and supports her 100%.
Of
so,
course.
You know,
oh, Scott.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
You know, I'm just shocked that she really thought Scott would change. Because it's just like, Sophie, like...
No.
You should know Scott's not going to change for you. You're not going to be the girl to, like, make him switch around his whole thing.
Just you know? Like you can't have NBA players not cheat on you.
But it's like, Scott, you could be so dumb. Everyone's in Wyoming. This was at Kanye's album release party.
Right.
Everyone is there.
Right.
Everyone is watching you.
Because why? He doesn't care.
He doesn't.
But why wouldn't he do it, you know, like, on his, you know, private yacht in... you know, like in the Bahamas. You know, why would he do it with everyone watching? He knows cameras are around. Or I guess like he's just obviously, you know, wasn't sober to probably.
I heard he was drinking,
yeah.
And I think we have a picture of Scott cuddling up to this girl that we are going to show.
It's an unknown girl. The girl has not been.
Yeah.
The name has
not been
released.
She's not been named.
Not been named. It's no name girl. So I'm just. Oh, okay. Awesome. The picture has been showed.
Perfect.
I'm glad you've seen it. And speaking of Kanye's album release party, we're going to go into some Kanye drama because he's the one, not only has he just released his new album, but he also is creating a, is also producing Pusha T's album. And he put Pusha T's album, he's the one who selected the cover album, which is Whitney Houston's picture. It's, let me, I don't want to say this right. It was, you know, Whitney's Houston, it's the picture of Whitney Houston's bathroom. Here it is. Whitney's Houston bathroom
when she passed away.
Yeah. And he paid $85,000 for this picture. And it is Pusha T's album. And it is creating
album cover.
And it's creating a lot of controversy because that shouldn't, that's a private photo. You know, like this is.
I think there's drugs.
There's, exactly.
Places.
There's very, it's not.
It's inappropriate.
It's extremely inappropriate.
It's just disrespectful.
It's disrespectful because she has passed away and it's capitalizing on something that shouldn't be capitalized on. Something that I heard the other day that struck a chord with me was like, what if someone did album art of the hotel room where Kim Kardashian got robbed and there was like guns or something.
That's true.
Like, and then they put it on their album and like, it's just rude. And, you know, Kim Kardashian isn't dead, but if she was, it would be even more disrespectful. So,
exactly. And I heard something like,
it's a great comparison.
Where they said, what if somebody did a cover of Kanye's mother's surgery?
Oh,
you know, like the whole room. Because, you know, she passed from having plastic surgery.
Right.
So it's like, Kanye, you should really think about, like, it's how these would affect people.
Yeah.
It's all for controversy, which I'm kind of sick of. Like,
yes. And she $85,000 for this picture. So Whitney's ex-husband, Bobby Brown, is very furious with Kanye for getting this picture, purchasing this picture, and is upset with Kanye. But in my opinion, Bobby Brown should be more upset with the girl who sold Kanye the picture. And it was one of his friends. Like, one of Whitney's friends had this picture and sold it to Kanye.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. And so I don't remember the name of the former friend of Whitney Houston, but she's the one who sold it for the $85,000. And so I feel like Bobby should be more mad at her for giving away such precious content.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do y'all think?
Everybody needs to be slapped.
Yeah.
I know.
Bobby should just be, just line up, slap everybody. Like, the friend, Kanye, like.
And speaking of people getting slapped, you know Pusha T pretty much slapped Drake in the face because that's the whole, you know.
Who is Pusha T? Like, I've never heard about him until now.
I will say that this is, you know, bad PR is creating good PR because now everyone knows who Pusha T is.
Right.
Exactly.
Right? No one knew who Pusha T was before Pusha T had his song release that was bashing Kanye, calling him out for having a son. Whoa. Hello.
Yep.
And also the album cover. Like, whoa, okay, where did Pusha T come from?
Yeah.
He was in, I don't know if you guys remember, like, way back, we were probably still, like, in middle school, but there was a song called Grinding with Clips and Pharrell. I don't want to sing it because I don't know if we have to pay for it. But it was way back. I'll play it for you guys after, but you know, I'm pretty sure you know Pusha T. He was in a group with his twin brother, and it was called Eclipse or Eclipse.
Okay.
It's like grinding.
So he's like, he's making a comeback?
Pretty much. Yeah, now he's solo.
So he's been around before is what you're saying.
Right,
and now
but
he's
he died out,
a comeback.
But he's now, coming back.
So get ready, y'all. Maybe Pusha T will be in our intro song. Who knows? But we'll be continued.
I don't know if this is true, but something that I heard was that Pusha T was like, Kanye West wants me to give him $85,000 for this, and I don't want to pay him for it. Did you hear that, too?
Pusha T wants, say that again, that he wants the money?
Or didn't he?
Kanye's the one who paid the $85,000 to get that picture.
Kanye wants money from Pusha T.
Oh, to reimburse him for the money for like I'm putting this on you. Ooh.
I don't know. It was a gift, Kanye.
I don't know.
It was a gift.
I swear it was like a live interview too.
And speaking of gifts, did you know for North's birthday, Kanye got North like this lavish like I forgot the price, but gorgeous Prada bag or Louis Vuitton bag. It was like, I think it was like 7,000. E! News posted it today about how like, oh, North got this lavish purse for her birthday that was almost, you know, $10,000 and we can't even get a text back. Like, that's how it, you know, like, it was like,
Oh, man.
The life of a celebrity baby.
Staying with Kanye here, Kanye was in Wyoming doing his album release party. But while he was there, he also released a song that I talked about earlier, Wouldn't Leave, where he talks about how Kim called him after Kanye had his whole rant at TMZ talking about, you know, the whole slave thing and all his craziness. And Kim said, this is going to ruin us. I'm ready to just throw it all away. And Kanye was talking about how he had to calm her down because she was pretty much hysterical about it. He even asked her if they wanted a divorce. And Kim was like, no, Kim asked... Kanye asked Kim, do you want a divorce? And Kim said no. So they're in love, you know? They just celebrated 4 years. They're looking happy at the album release party. I mean, the clothes are...
You like those clothes, Rachel?
Are you feeling it? It's probably Yeezy.
Yeah.
No. I just can't get into it. It's just ugly to me.
I know. I don't the style right now is just, like, so casual. Like, everyone's just wearing very... You know, like, this is your album. I don't know. I guess I'm just old-fashioned, where it's like, I want to look nice for events that are mine, and showing up in a t-shirt, I just feel like it's inappropriate, but that's just me.
Is it part of his new, like, Yeezy line, or is this just his, like...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's probably going to release this, get a few coins, you know?
Why did they do the album party
in Wyoming?
I don't know what this whole thing is.
It seems so random.
And then his album cover, Kim was like, oh, he took this picture on the way to the party.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's so special about Wyoming? I mean, it looked beautiful.
Well, Wyoming's really pretty, I assume. But it seems random.
It does seem random.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of, I kind of like how it's, you know, not the typical LA bougie atmosphere. Like, they kind of went out of their way to get away from society and
That's
do that.
True. And a lot of people showed up.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yes. I swear everyone was there. And I like how it's like a very organic picture. Apparently it was taken on an iPhone, the mountains. Mm-hmm. And it's called, the album's called Y-E, but on the album it's the mountains. And then it says, I hate being bipolar. It's awesome. So it's like...
And he is bipolar.
I thought it was
He is bipolar, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's self-diagnosed,
of
course.
Yes.
Or diagnosed.
Yes.
But he admits it.
Yes. Yeah. And we all know it.
Yeah. And we know it.
Yeah.
More importantly.
Maybe he wasn't taking his meds that day when he went to TMZ and started ranting.
I will never forget that.
Okay, well, if we want something done in our country, we just need to go to Kim Kardashian.
Oh. Apparently.
She recently visited the White House in Washington, D.C. to meet with none other than President Trump to meet about prison reform. And there is a specific case that she's very passionate about. It's about Alice Marie, who is a 62-year-old woman who is serving a life sentence for a first-time drug offense. Kim tweeted about how happy she was to meet with the president and hopes that he will give forgiveness to Miss Alice. We also have a video about Kim talking about her trip, which we'll put on right now.
It's funny because people will just hear something and not understand, well, what does Kim have to do with prison reform? 7 months ago, I saw a story on Twitter, and it was about a great-grandmother that, like, just tugged at my heart, and it was just that simple connection. If it takes me to go and talk to the highest person in power, the only person that can make this happen, which is President Trump, then I will definitely do that. You know, the president seems to have a passion for everything that Jared has been trying to do. And that just makes me happy that that conversation is just moving forward.
I love you from my heart, I love you.
Aw, I love you.
From my soul, I love you. From my spirit, I love you.
You would have been proud of us today. I mean, most importantly, I'm just focused on how Alice would feel, and I know that she would just be so grateful.
She would be so grateful. She
yep.
Would. I mean,
we got the gist of it.
It's really nice that she's doing this.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
a great change nice. Of pace.
Yeah.
It is a change of pace. I like that she's using her power for something good and something different than just a celebrity lifestyle and... you know, makeup and perfume and clothes.
Yeah, she, you know, just released her perfume fragrance that had her naked body on it, and now she's helping with prison reform. I think that's a great transition.
Yeah, she really is a woman of all skills.
Yeah.
But, shade of boots.
But real talk, this is pretty awesome that she is doing that. I really do think she's doing a great thing, and she's wanting to help out one person at a time. So Alice right now in hopes to help her, and then another person. And, I mean... she has a point. This woman, Alice, is being sentenced with life in prison plus an additional 20 years, was it, for having drugs on her. This is her right. first offense. Wow. You know, murderers and rapers are getting out of prison before Alice would
right.
In retrospect. So, right. I mean, kudos to Kim for standing up for what she believes in.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Yeah. I don't need to say anything else. I agree with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But not only is she meeting with Trump, she's also, you know, getting with the bloggers and dressing up as Jasmine. So she was just with celebrity makeup artists, and she was the judge from Glam Masters, Candy Johnson. And so she transformed Kim into Jasmine. And hey, she did a really good job, I will say. Is this it's a picture of her?
She's pretty spot on.
It's actually a video, too. So let's actually watch the video.
It's Princess Jasmine.
You're really Kim.
No, it's not. It's Jasmine. I have your mommy's phone. She wanted me to call you and tell you she's on my magic carpet. She's on her way home.
Hi, guys. It's Candy, and today I have a very special guest for a princess transformation. Jasmine, will you come and visit? This is my friend, also known as Kim Kardashian, as Princess Jasmine. So today, Kim is my special guest. I've always thought she looks like Jasmine, but I was like, we really need to turn her into Princess Jasmine.
I wish I had a good Jasmine voice, but...
I don't know what her voice even sounds like. She doesn't have, like,
her
a catchphrase.
Voice, like, I can't do that, so...
You are so beautiful. Like, I feel like you'd be Disney's best. They're like, she's our best Jasmine.
I love Jasmine. She's my favorite Disney princess, so I'm so honored to be turned into her today.
Real Jasmine.
A whole new world.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
Okay, Jasmine was hands down one of my favorite Disney princesses, I will say. But I love how she, I don't know if y'all caught on, that was North she was FaceTiming. She was trying to prank her own daughter, North. And North goes, you're not Jasmine, you're Kim. I love how she says her mom's first name instead of mom. I was like,
that is weird.
Don't call me by my first name, honey.
Exactly. Why do you think that is?
I guess, like, her mom is the Kim Kardashian,
yeah,
so everyone calls
know
her
that.
Kim.
Yeah.
She
right?
Know
exactly.
That.
You're right. And, like, I was never raised that way, calling parents by their first name, especially my own mother.
No.
And so I was really thrown off that it, apparently, for her to say that on FaceTime saying Kim, that means she said it behind closed doors before, mm-hmm. and that is apparently okay, mm-hmm. but that would not be okay for me.
Maybe she's following Chris. You know how they just call her Chris? They don't really say
yeah,
mom,
that's
mommy.
Right.
Just,
yeah.
This is Chris.
Yeah.
Kind of like just like the Jacksons. How they don't say dad, they say Joseph.
I don't. I feel like they didn't do that until like later in life, you know?
That's true.
And it's more of like a joking thing, and it's at their age versus when they're 3 years old.
Like yeah. Know.
But
Kim.
They, yeah, but
not mommy. Kim.
Chris is known as Lovey for as grandma for them. Lovey,
that's true,
which is really cute. Aww, so I'm glad they don't call their
cute.
Own grandma Chris.
Chris,
oh gosh,
could you imagine?
Can you imagine? I mean,
well. One thing I can imagine is our Dashgrams.
Dashgrams.
Yay! It's where we pick the one Instagram photo that we just love from the Kardashians. So we have a lineup here that's going around, so we're going to kick it off. This first one is Kim, still in Wyoming, with some girlfriends. You know, up there just getting her squad goals, has a new little hairstyle. She's rocking the cornrows.
Mm, love it.
How are we feeling? Goes.
How beautiful does that look? Look at the background.
It is really pretty. Also, if you guys notice, this is Natalie Halcrow and Sophia Pearson from WEGS.
The one on the very left.
Yep, and the one on the very right.
And the very right, yes.
Which
those are WEGS girls.
I know that
they
like met before, but I didn't know that they were like
really good friends.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know. Picture on the gram, friends.
Because I know the one on the left, she's been... Remind me her name again? The one on the left?
Natalie Halcrow.
Natalie. She's been featured a lot with Kim. I know they've hung out a lot. But I know the one next to Kim, that's one of her really good girlfriends.
And then is that Larsa Pippen?
Oh,
yeah. Larsa
Pippen.
Larsa Pippen. All right. Cute pick.
Love it.
Love it.
Sweet.
Like. Comment.
Now we have Kylie and featuring baby Stormy. You know, she's out there. She was actually at P and North's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption on this one said, happy birthday, P and North. And, you know, she's doing her mommy goals.
Hashtag mommy goals.
Is that Gucci or Louis Vuitton?
I think it's Gucci.
She
looks I don't know,
so
my
good.
Eyes.
She
I'm like,
cute.
I can't see. Yeah,
she's cute.
Right?
She's cute.
She actually looks like a mom there.
Yeah.
You know? She, like, I
like
I love the look.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
That's cute.
Yeah, and so North and P had, it was, yeah, North and P who had their birthday, yeah. And they were, it was unicorn themed, really cute, lavish party. I saw that on Instagram today.
So next we have Chloe and baby True.
True.
Oh, you know, she's, a lot of people are getting on Chloe for this filter. Not this filter, but putting filters on True.
I'm so they over the filters.
Are we done with the filters? Yeah, do we just want to see natural baby?
I just want a natural baby. Why why with the filters?
Show us the baby.
Show us the real thing.
Show us the baby.
And also, speaking of Chloe, she's apparently moving back to L.A.
Really?
Yes.
She's
leaving. She's leaving where is she
Cleveland?
At? Cleveland. Cleveland.
But is he moving with her? Because the season's over, right?
No, he's in the playoffs.
Or about to be over.
Yeah.
But it's about to be over. Right, yeah.
Right. It's about to be over.
I don't know basketball, but I think it's about to be over.
Do you know who's playing right now in the finals?
Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Ding, ding, ding. What was the second one?
Celtics.
No! One more guess. We're going to have you one more guess.
Can you give me a hint?
Steph Curry. Steph Curry.
Oh, 49ers.
Golden State Warriors.
Stop.
Okay,
We are definitely not a sports panel.
I knew what it was.
Go ahead, comments. Do what you got to do.
Johnny's thought the 49ers are playing the NBA Finals.
I'm always on football. I'm sorry.
Set it up for our Dash fans
out
there.
Golden State Warriors.
Hey, she's cute.
Really what I meant.
Oh, man. Okay, so next we have...
Is this picture really in the running? What are we looking at?
Yes, Courtney. It's Courtney! I commented on this saying I want to be her.
She's doing her t-shirt dress.
Yeah, so cute.
Cute little bag, some pumps on.
She's so cute.
Where is she?
I don't know. I feel like it's just a whole nother day. Maybe her house. Uh-huh. You know, her house was featured in an Elle... Apparently, there's a Spanish Elle magazine, designer magazine, like Elle designer Spanish. Yeah. And her house was featured in that. So I think that's her house.
I think there might have been a couple pictures. Maybe she did like a swipe
of
them.
There was another one.
Because I know there was, I'm referring to the one that she was looking at the camera, mm-hmm. but it looks like she's turning away from the camera. Maybe she's maybe like shaking her head with the whole Scott and Sophia
breakup.
You know, she's over it.
Oh my
gosh. So now we have one of my faves, Kendall, the model. Yes. You know, she's over there. I can't remember if this was Vogue again. But she's up there, you know, just serving face
this
on a motorcycle.
This is giving me good life.
And who is that hottie?
He's a male model.
He's a male model.
But he's connected with all of them as well.
Okay.
Just, like, friends. Oh, I think he's, like, a big male model, and he's, like, pretty in the know.
Yeah. Kendall, get with that. Y'all look great together. Yeah. Why an NBA player?
Yes.
I don't get it.
Agreed.
I mean, I guess I do get it, but come on.
Okay, so real quick, let's vote on our favorite one. Right. I know mine.
On the dash?
On the dash gram. Out of those.
Okay. Yeah, out of all those.
Okay, so my top pick, I'm loving, of course, my fave, Kendall. She's giving me
you
face.
You like Kendall? Yeah, Kendall? You Kendall
love Shanti? Kendall. She's
I love the
amazing.
Wyoming.
That
really
was my second favorite.
I really liked the Wyoming picture.
That was my second favorite.
Yeah. I just love how they were in Wyoming.
Rachel, what's your second, just in case?
Kylie. I like Kylie acting like a real mom.
What?
Yeah.
No one can beat Kendall.
Hair slick back, baggy clothes. That is a mom look. She looked like a real mom.
That's true. My second was Courtney. She looks good.
I did. Yeah, I like Courtney's third.
Okay.
What would you say? What was yours?
My first was Kendall. Second was Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Okay, you guys, we have something really, really exciting. We have a sneak peek of the upcoming season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Check it out right now.
Things have really changed.
Baby on board.
Work is not more important to me.
You just have to surrender.
There's like nothing better when it's like all of us together.
Sooner or later, you guys are gonna realize how much you all mean to one another.
Yes.
You see, Courtney, are we happy? Courtney might get a bigger storyline. Because I'm a little bit tired. I love Courtney. Love you, girl. But I'm a little tired of the Courtney and Scott storyline. I need something else from her.
Mm-hmm. We are all tired of the squirt. The squirt! Courtney and Scott!
That episode is nasty.
Yes. We are tired of the Scott storyline.
Yeah. But hey, I'm excited to see our girl, Kylie, back. True. You saw Kylie. Kylie has been MIA the past season, so I'm happy she's back on track.
Yeah, we haven't seen her at all.
Yeah,
and
she better bring it.
I need to see the drama of the Tristan unfold.
That is what I'm looking forward to the most. Mm-hmm. I want to know what really happened. I mean, we just saw, you know, rumors, and I mean, they're obviously going to talk about the news breaking days before her pregnancy that Tristan was cheating on her. Mm-hmm. Right. So I want to know her real raw emotions and what really went happen.
Me too. I hope they don't hold back.
Yeah, I hope they sometimes just give they it do. To us, mm-hmm. you know. Because sometimes they, like, really make a big deal about it, and they're like, next week. And mm-hmm. then when you actually watch it, it's just, like, a clip. Yeah. And she has, like, right. a really rehearsed answer yeah. of yes. her feelings. Right. And we yeah. want to know everything.
The true emotion. Tell
which
me.
Which we probably won't get, but.
I know.
I'm also
know,
she's hoping. High key, low key, high key, extremely high key, missing Rob. I don't see Rob in there.
Apparently he's getting in shape.
Apparently they've been saying this for over 3 years.
I know, but apparently he's really transforming right now. And mm-hmm. and he's like, and he has even said it and like commented on someone's photos, like, just wait. I'm like,
I'm waiting.
Right
hey,
now.
I will give him
been
time.
We're waiting.
I've been waiting and I will continue to wait because out of everyone, Rob deserves that revenge body out of everyone there. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he should go on that show. That
yeah,
his sister does.
I would love that.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, could you imagine him doing it? Like, filling in for Chloe? Like, drop the weight. Chloe's like, listen, guys, I'm not ready yet. I'm still with my baby. Rob, fill in. And now he's the host of Revenge.
No, he can't do it.
He can't be the host.
He can't be the host.
After he drops the weight, now he's the host.
Yeah, yeah. to lose the weight, he has to go. He needs to
transform himself.
And those trainers wouldn't mess around. We met a lot of them. They would not put up with
his
BS.
That's the thing. He has hands-on experience, and not hands-on experience, but first, you know, a phone call away, any of those trainers will work out with him for free, you know? So he just doesn't take advantage of his resources. And it also just goes to show money doesn't buy you happiness and everything. And so, well, I'm waiting. As I said, I've been waiting and I will continue to wait. Rob, I know you're there and I know I have such high faith for you. You're going to look good one day. I know you are. You do look good now. Excuse mm-hmm. me. You look great now, but I know you can look and feel better.
I miss the old hot Rob. I'm not going to lie to anybody. He was hot. He used to be hot.
I know.
He still looks kind of good.
Hot Rob. I miss season one Rob.
Yeah.
He still look all right, Rob.
Oh, no. He looked
like
real good.
Season 3.
He looked real good. When he was with Adrian.
Balon?
Yeah. Cheetah Girl. Oh, when they were together, I was like, really damn.
Cool. I love that relationship.
Yeah. That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Rita Ora, nah. It was Adrian. Adrian was like.
I think Rita's the one who started this whole thing with Rob and gaining weight. I feel like that's a whole other story, but
yeah.
I think it was her.
Yeah, because she didn't want it to be public.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know.
And then she cheated on him with, you know, it's a whole thing.
But
it's you, Rita.
The past is the past, right?
Well, I've had a blast with you guys as usual.
Always.
Me too. Of course, everybody, if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us those 5 stars. Leave some comments below so we can do a fan shout out for you next week. I am one of your hosts here, Howard III. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Shanti, where can we follow you?
You guys can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or Twitter at Shanti Christina.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me all over social media at @Rach_Robillard. And we will see you next week, same time on Sunday. We're excited.
Woo!
Have
Bye,
a good
guys.
One.
Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.